Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm going to go look for the greatest walk of all time that they didn't have on there, and that's the Corey Maggette walk that...
You can't come up with the old guys. They didn't do that. Dominique, George,
you watch what I find.
Kobe's. They didn't use that. This is out of control.
A few moments later.
I don't remember this, but Butch just texted us three. The worst travel in NBA history. Corey Maggette.
That's what I said.
I don't remember that one.
Did you just hear me say Corey Maggette?
No.
Minutes ago and I talk about him for 30 seconds?
If we're being real, I love him. But to get through my job, and there are some tune outs.
That
was not on purpose.
Guru.
So you said Maggette.
I know. I said the greatest walk of all time not called was one Corey Maggette did with the Warriors. I'll go find it.
Okay. Well, Butch gave it to us.
And you have no recollection of that. It happened 90 seconds ago. No recollection.
I was so excited to say my worst travels.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right.
But you do know sometimes,
very busy today.
That was great, dude. One of the best shows ever made. You do understand, it's not at me. Sometimes you just get loud.
You know,
and it's violent loud.
Now, this is the third time you've said this.
No, but you do.
Do you know who you are?
Mine's out of love.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. We need to drop this subject. Because if you're actually going to sit there and talk about volume.
No, I mean, I got you. Totally get where you're going. But yours sounds like you're really just like, oh, you would stab me with a knife if you had one.
It's the only, sometimes you have to.
Juwan Jennings!
Sometimes you have to break through somehow.
That is great. I did not hear you say Maggette, but Butch did. Oh, man. That wasn't that the most egregious walk. Evan and I both agree with we've seen.
Okay.
Yeah. Westbrook, that dude walked to half court.
So the 49ers are probably going to use Mac Jones today.
Oh, yeah.
This weekend, rather. Brock Purdy. And Jennifer Lee Chan was on with the morning roast today. And this is game 5, 6, 7, 8. Five games in a row. This is the fifth game Brock's going to miss. If he does. And the question is, why didn't they put him on the injured list?
I asked Kyle Shanahan that specifically. I'm like, why did you not put not only Brock Purdy, but Ricky Pearsall, Yetur Gross-Matos, like all those guys, why did they not go on IR? And he's like, you know, everything was kind of iffy. We thought they were going to be back faster than they were. And I think part of it is also, you think about when a guy is on IR, he can't practice at all. Brock being limited allows him to still work on his timing with guys like Kendrick Bourne, who he hasn't worked out with a lot. I mean, right, because Kendrick Bourne got in week 2. So for him to be out there and be able to throw to guys that he doesn't have a whole lot of experience with, I think only sets him up for more success when he does get out there. So he's throwing to guys like DeMarcus Robinson and Kendrick Bourne. So I think that helps him in his transition when he goes back in. So he's not going in cold. So if he goes on IR, he can't practice at all, and then they have to open up his window, and then will he be ready that week? Probably not. So it does make sense to have a guy not go on IR if it's a quarterback.
All right, that was Jennifer Lee Chan of NBC Sports Bay Area.
I buy that.
I buy it, but what was the upside of it or downside?
What if I tell you until maybe we see him, that rapport, him throwing the ball, if he's been doing that, will help alleviate the rust? I know it's a stretch, but until we see Brock, we won't know, kind of.
So the biggest takeaway there to me is not only have the 49ers gotten hurt, but they've taken longer to recover than the team thought they would.
Yeah.
So there's two problems now.
Mm.
Clearly they thought Purdy would be back by now. Clearly they thought Purdy would be back by now. So it was more serious than they believed.
Now,
clearly, right?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. We had a conversation last segment just about backup quarterbacks and who if they're rooting for the starters, rooting for their backup. But I do wonder if Purdy rushed himself back against Jacksonville because Mac Jones had won the two games against the Saints and the Cardinals. We'll never know. But if you're being real, Snotty, I wonder if that had something to do with him thinking he felt better than he did.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, man, this about to be 5 games. And do you think he's coming back against the Rams? Or is it that Tuesday, that magical Wednesday of next week, the toe feels all of a sudden better?
If the 49ers, let's say the 49ers win this weekend, and next Thursday or Friday, Purdy says, I feel good. I think I can go against the Rams. We're 6-3. Mac is, what is he, 5-2? Yeah. So whatever. Do you just go right back to Purdy when he is healthy?
I think he's earned that. And I think, Mac, you tell me what you think if I'm being too hard because it's not one-player game. But I think he's come down to earth some. He's not playing bad at all. But if I know that Brock's taking me to two NFC championship games and obviously the Super Bowl, Steiny, I owe it to him. And he might be like, man, I'm so mad at the world that I didn't miss this many games. I'm ready to go back, and you're going to tell me to chill? I think Brock would go right back in. If you were Kyle, isn't that how you'd play it?
That's a great question, and my answer is I'm not sure. If they beat the New York Giants and they're 6-3.
What's that conversation like to Brock if you're saying we're running with
F? We're waiting a week. Mm. It's really that simple. We're going to wait a week. Mac, this is a game against the Rams. That's going to be a tough game anyway. I don't think they're going to beat the Rams.
Mac beat them last time. Question is, will he get a second crack at it?
Yeah.
95-7 The Game. Breaking news.
Well, a minor update that's been a little different. Per Nick Wagner of ESPN, Brock Purdy is questionable for Sunday's game against the Giants. Kyle Shanahan says Purdy has got a chance to be available, but Mac Jones will start.
Oh, so okay. Go ahead, Goo. What do you think?
I'm getting Lamar Jackson vibes because, Baltimore's under fire for how they said he was available and then he wasn't playing. So obviously, it sounds like if I'm hearing Evan correct, if there's a capacity he could play, it would be backup.
Sounds like he might just be the emergency guy.
And then I'm asking Evan, I know you guys and Stoney, you're not a Goodell, but don't you have to have a designation in by Friday?
He's questionable.
But so do you go up to Sunday right before 9:51 or 57 and take a shot and then say, hey, whatever we reported, just
he's questionable. He may play, may not.
Like Kyler Murray is against Dallas Monday night.
I don't think they're getting
accused of playing with the system.
I mean, he's questionable. And he said Mac, he also announced Mac Jones is a starter pretty much. Mm. So
because, if you do this, Donnie, and they're doing it, I'm not saying they're up to something, but you confuse the other team, and you can say there's not too big of a difference or contrast with Mac and Purdy, but one is more mobile when he's healthy, and that's Brock. To put something on the Giants' mind just by not knowing who it is. Or taking a little more time to come up with a game plan if they even vary that much from
exactly.
Brock and Mac.
Exactly.
But one's more mobile than the other.
There it is. There's the only thing you got to be aware of. They're the same quarterback. One's got more mobility. So, guys, we're going to – here, that's the other thing. And maybe this is – I don't know what you think of it. You don't have to game plan differently for Purdy or Mac Jones. The game plan is against Kyle Shanahan's system. Mm. I don't think it really has to do with a specific quarterback, especially those two who have some similarities outside of, the mobility stuff.
Mm. And how mobile is Brock going to be with a bad toe?
Yeah, I don't
or
know.
Or turf toe. I don't know what I mean?
But my question is, if Mac Jones and the 49ers win this game Sunday, and let's say they look pretty good, 28-17.
All right.
Mac has 288 throwing, 70% completion, two or three touchdowns without a pick. Then I do think you ask yourself, do we want to bring Brock Purdy back against the L.A. Rams? He hasn't played in a month and a half against the Rams. Or is it, if he's ready, he's playing against anybody when he's ready?
And I think it's the latter, partner.
Now, you might be right. You definitely might be right.
But I could be wrong. And could you imagine the vitriol that would come if that is the game that Brock returns and somehow they lose at home and Mac beat them on the road? You think fans are just going to flush that out and not compare, contrast?
Exactly. Exactly. So I could see a scenario if the 49ers win Sunday, knowing that the Rams are going to be a brutal game, maybe you start Mac again, and if things go sideways, then you just bring Purdy back the next week.
Man, on the YouTube chat, Steiny and Guru Vacation Tracker, love these nonsensical hypothetical questions. If Mac wins this weekend, Steiny, he says there's no chance he doesn't play versus the Rams. But I don't think there's the double up. You got to put the respect on what Brock is, and he's your franchise quarterback. If he's ready to go and he's battled 5 weeks to get back, I'm just being real, Stoney. I think you give him a chance.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do, but I do not think it's as simple as that anymore. And here we go.
What you got?
Jim Mole.
Our man.
Jim Mole says, oh, no, this isn't Jim. This is somebody else.
Why did you think it was him?
It is Mole. My bad. Goo, are you saying that contracts and what you've done in the past takes precedence over who is currently playing better at the position? If so, you would not be the only one.
My nickname is CNN Jim Mole, and my dad always said, Norman Johnson, follow the money. But the reason they call me CNN, Stoney, is there's politics and everything. And I believe that contract Brock's got that kicks in next year, that means a whole lot. And that's why I believe he's got the gravitas to, not get something for free or not that he's earned. I know you got mad at this last week. I'm going to try it this one. Isn't this somewhat, you can't lose your job to injury,
What happened to Moses Moody? How'd Moses Moody get kicked out of the starting lineup?
But I got to say this principle to that. Were they the equal player, though? Wouldn't we say Kuminga, when playing well, is a better at the
Moody's
game?
Moody's been better for the last 2 years than Kuminga.
Yeah, but Kuminga hadn't been his best self. So now that Kuminga's showing signs, you know what I mean.
Right. Moody did nothing to lose his job. I don't think. He was penciled in to be the starter. Kerr acknowledged that. He didn't play the first two games. Kuminga played well. And then, guess what, Moody? You're done.
Don't we always have to double back and say or go to when both are at their best, who's better? Forget the stopgap, because that was Moody.
Well, first of all, okay, so, yeah. Jonathan, then let's put the rat on the table.
Okay, brought to you by
Jonathan
Echo.
Kuminga played two good games and bumped Moses Moody from the starting lineup. These are facts. What happened?
I'm not mad at you, but what if you're right and you get the victory lap of saying you saw something for Kuminga in the preseason?
Listen, it's not about the decision.
You said that.
Guru.
And I got
Steve
mad at you.
Steve Kerr was going to start Moses Moody.
Facts.
Moody missed the first two games. Kuminga played two good games. Kerr said, I'm not going to start Moody now. I'm going to start Jonathan Kuminga. So, Moody did nothing to get bumped from that job.
So that's
sure,
why you're
Kuminga
saying
took it,
to hell with, you can lose your job to injury.
I guess. Mm. Sure. And like we saw it here with Harbaugh and Alex Smith.
I mean, that was incredible.
And Cap.
Yeah.
The bottom line
but
is
Cap looked like he was about to be a superstar.
Well, Mac Jones looks pretty good next to Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
So.
But not so good to where Brock ain't going to be able to go when he's ready.
Here's the other thing. You look at it one way, and I always look at it the other.
Yeah.
Well, you say he's their franchise quarterback. You just paid him.
Oh, my God.
He's under contract. Play him. I look at it the other way. He's under contract. You did pay him.
Mm.
So if you feel right here and right now, Kyle Shanahan, that Mac Jones gives you a better chance to win, then he's got to play. And Brock Purdy, hey.
But are you opening up Pandora's box?
What if
he goes on a roll and wins this?
My point is,
they would love to deal with it if they're Super Bowl champions, but I'm like, where do you draw the line?
I think people sometimes think that, like, a coach, Purdy is one of the highest paid quarterbacks right now, top 10.
Yeah.
He's got, like, yes, he's their starting quarterback, but if Kyle Shanahan believes Mac Jones gives them a better chance to win right now, and let's say for the next few weeks, oh, well, what about Mac Jones? I'm sorry, Brock Purdy. Man. What about Brock Purdy? I'm sorry if I'm Kyle Shanahan. I'm saying, what about Brock Purdy? Well, I mean, we paid him. Right. So he's paid. He's paid. Like, he, good. We love him, but you have no clout. We just gave you all the money. We think right now Mac's better. Deal with it. Like, seriously.
Mm. I just want, and the reason I said politics, I hear you, is you open yourself up to second guessing, like, how's that contract?
Okay, he's opened himself up to second guessing. If you put Brock Purdy out there against the Rams, and he absolutely
is terrible. But see, I feel like
terrible.
That's different just from a health standpoint, because you really can't, you know, all you can go on right now is how Brock's telling you he feels. But Steiny, you talk about what I'm getting for $3.5 million or $4 million from one guy who can, if he got hot and took him somewhere, as opposed to what you paid Brock, you know, you open yourself up to that. And they might say, hey, Goo, that's fine. We're still winning, to hell with it.
I just think we underestimate how cold-hearted Kyle Shanahan can be if he needs to.
Because he was with Lance.
And here's the other thing. You know what? We want to spend 3 or 4 years talking about how great Brock Purdy has been, how he is an incredible team player, how he is such a mature adult, how he's the grown-up in the room. Guess what?
Mm.
Cash your paycheck, get better, and prove you're better than Mac Jones. Mm. This is Kyle Shanahan from moments ago. About the quarterback situation. Take a listen.
This is the first time that Brock has been questionable here and not out. What does that mean as far as possible availability for Sunday's game?
That means he's got a chance to be available.
You have a chance to start?
No, Max can be starting.
Right. Oh, well, there, wow. That's what Evan meant. Well, yeah. So we, man.
I mean.
Yeah. No, I get it. I'm saying, man.
Could I say this right now?
Yeah.
There's your proof. Brock Purdy may be active and not start. There's your answer, right?
But there's a few different ways to look at it.
Yeah, he's right. He hasn't been active. He's been hurt. Now they're saying he could dress and play, but he's not going to start.
Now, I'll tell you what.
There it is.
This will be in the super diamond lane, the fast lane of what we're going to talk about next week if he has no setbacks, because now you're right. He just told. He put the right on the table and said, your boy can go if need be.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. I do find that interesting. He's healthy enough to be active, but he's not healthy enough to start.
Spadoni text, Donnie, tell me what you think. If he's healthy enough to play, then he should start. End of story.
Okay. That's certainly an opinion. But Kyle Shanahan doesn't
He's
share
doing it like what you just said?
Exactly.
Kyle for how long? Share that.
Until Brock can prove to him that he's not the quarterback he was the last time he went out on the field.
Man.
So, man.
Chalk one up for Mac Jones. I'm just saying, because you are right. Or is it?
By the way, tell Spadoni.
You can tell him he's listening.
Spadoni, get working on your kids' Halloween costumes. Let's go. And no store-bought ones.
Those are the best ones.
They're the worst ones.
Evan got his from Amazon.
No, he didn't.
No, you're so-called friends.
Here's the one thing. Have you noticed Halloween costumes, when they're judging,
yeah,
a store-bought costume never, ever, ever wins.
I got to say something. I don't want to get fired. Kevin, can I tell you and Stoudy what I think about contests?
I think okay.
He fixes it. When it comes to the costume judging.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Did you hear me? I think the fix is in.
Oh, okay. This is Shanahan. I didn't see it down there. The back and forth.
You've discussed it's a delicate situation with the toe. You don't want to have it aggravated again. I mean, this obviously has a chance to play. So how do you, I guess, balance that? Like, he could play, and that means he could aggravate it again. I mean, is his toe fully healthy?
What's the question? Is his toe fully healthy? No, it's not fully healthy.
It's not fully healthy, so there's a chance, you know, he gets out to play. So you just, I mean, there's a risk with it, I guess. Obviously, there's a risk always, but there's a risk that he could aggravate it again.
Yes, I think you just answered your own question. Obviously, there's a risk with everything, but yes. Can you hurt it again? Yes.
I wasn't feeling Kyle on that. But the bottom line is, Stoudy, that's why Max started and that toe ain't ready to go. You're going to be out there, give him the old, I'm going to go try, but that toe ain't ready to go.
But there it is. I think the answer is very simple.
Yeah, I wouldn't
feel Brock that. Purdy, and according to Kyle Shanahan, right now, Mac Jones gives him a better chance to win than the condition that Brock Purdy is in right now physically, but Brock Purdy gives you a better chance of winning with his limitations than that other dude.
I won't sign off on that until he's inserted into being the starter.
No, it's not. But no, what I'm saying is, why would he elevate? Purdy was out for the last month.
Okay, gotcha.
He's available, but he's clearly not healthy.
No
but
doubt.
Kyle Shanahan has made a determination that even with Brock's turf toe, he's not as good as Mac, but he's better than Martinez.
All right.
That's all.
Yeah.
So,
and the reason he's not starting, though, is I believe the toe is not all the way healthy. And if he had to come in some type of fashion as the backup, he's willing to deal with the repercussions if Brock were to re-aggravate the toe, right?
Yes. Yep. Absolutely.
And then who knows where you are then?
Absolutely. I mean, here's my question.
I don't know why I'm saying wow.
And if Dibs and Willard want to start their show this way, they can. Here would be my response to this.
This is the first time that Brock has been questionable here and not out. What does that mean as far as possible availability for Sunday's game?
That means he's got a chance to be available.
You have a chance to start?
No, Max can be starting.
Okay. Did we just get good news or bad news?
Bad news to me. Depending on who you are. If you're a Mac Jones fan, you got good news. If you're a Brock Purdy fan.
We're 49er fans. Was that good news that Kyle just delivered? Was it good news? Was it bad news? Or was it news?
No, I got to. Yeah, that is great. Hey, I'm saying good news, guys. And from the simple standpoint, if you had Mac and Martinez, now you got Mac and Brock. Evan, even though it's a compromised Brock.
Want to weigh in real quick? Or you didn't hear the question? Don't worry about it.
He ain't got time.
Yeah. I don't think it's the greatest news because
he's elevated.
I think what Kyle Shanahan is saying is we're kind of frustrated with his turf toe. He's making progress. We'd like it to be faster, but now we're at a point where we got to push him a little bit. Maybe that's what's going on.
What's the question?
The question is, when is the Warriors Summit? And it's Thursday, November 6th, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. All hosts together again discussing the Warriors season. We're going to do it a little bit differently this time around. We're going to be 9 games into the season this year. Willard and Dibs from 2 to 4. All the hosts from 4 to 6 at Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. We'll have great prizes, drink specials, your chance to meet all the hosts. Once again, next Thursday, November 6th, Pleasant Hill. And that segment was brought to you by Moderna.
I think you just answered your own question.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.